It's Living on Earth. I'm Steve Kerwood. Cell phone towers within the national parks, more access for ski mobiles and off-road vehicles, skydiving from cliffs, and brand names on national park buildings. These are some of the ways that national parks could go, according to some analysts who have looked at a leaked planning document mapping out the system's future. Parks Director Fran Minella says the leaked document was only meant to stimulate discussion, but she does say changing times call for changes in policy.
To manage parks, emphasizing either conservation or enjoyment to the exclusion of the other imperils the national park concept.
With me is Bill Wade. He's former superintendent of Shenandoah National Park in Virginia. He's now spokesperson for the Coalition of National Park Service Retirees. Bill, as I understand it, conservation has been the main goal of our national parks. Now the parks director, Fran Minella, is calling for the need to balance conservation and public enjoyment. What might this change in focus mean?
Actually, policies governing the management of the parks date back to 1918, and they've been revised every 10 to 15 years. But in every one of those, from 1918 through the 2001 version, the preservation or the conservation has been specifically stated as the primary responsibility of the National Park Service. And it's only with this latest revision that the administration is trying to roll out to increase the emphasis on enjoyment and recreation and certain kinds of activities in parks that we believe would be inconsistent with that longstanding mandate to preserve and protect the resources in parks.
In August, there was a draft proposal of policy changes by the Deputy Assistant Secretary for Fish, Wildlife, and Parks, Mr. Paul Hoffman. And that draft, which was never officially released, I gather, but that draft called for, well, among many other things, the elimination of the word evolution in National Park Service publications and books sold in park stores. And I'm wondering, is that revision still in this policy that's been announced by the director? And what else of Deputy Assistant Secretary Hoffman's recommendations remain in what the National Park Service director is calling for now?
Well, there still is some emphasis on the issue of reducing the emphasis on evolution. In addition to that, for instance, there are possibilities within the new proposed draft that grazing could be increased or initiated in certain National Park Service areas. There certainly could be impacts on the air quality.
Bill, there have been other ideas floating around that would change our approach to national parks. I've heard suggestions that we might sell off some park properties that get few visitors, and that perhaps the naming rights of buildings should be sold in exchange for donations. What do you think of these ideas?
Well, they're very troubling. There is, consistent with the revised policies that are out for comment right now as a director's order, that would allow, for instance, much more blatant recognition of donators and funders to the national parks in the form of benches with their names on them or public facilities in the parks perhaps named after them. I can just imagine someday that we would see an interpreter getting on a stage in the visitor center and beginning an interpretive talk with a big banner behind him with perhaps the National Park Service arrowhead and the park logo. And then interspersed there would be something like the Nike logo. Those kinds of things we just think are not appropriate and don't maintain the contrast that exists right now that people see national parks providing in contrast to their daily lives. I think those kinds of things would not be in the best interests of the parks.
Bill Wade is the spokesperson for the Coalition of National Park Service Retirees. Bill, always a pleasure.
Thank you very much.